Welcome to the Interactive Entrepreneur Podcast, sponsored by Interactive Accountants. Here at the Interactive Entrepreneur, we're trying to provide tips and information to entrepreneurs just like you and I. Welcome aboard. Hey everybody, it's Matt again with the Interactive Entrepreneur, and today on our show, we are blessed to have George David. George is a personal injury attorney, and I think he does a couple other things on the legal side as well. And welcome, George, to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be here, and I'm honored to be here.
I appreciate that, George. George, for our listeners, if you wouldn't mind, if you could just give us like the 2-minute elevator pitch on what you and your firm do and a little bit about your background.
Okay. Well, let me talk about my background just for a little bit. I was born in Miami and raised in the South Florida area, and I lived in France and in the United Kingdom, so I have experience living outside of the United States. Went to the University of Florida for undergraduate school and law school, and I've been practicing law in the Miami area since 1991, and I do personal injury. I used to represent the bad guys, the insurance companies, learned all of their little tricks, and decided I felt a lot more accomplished with what I could do to help people by working in the personal injury area. It was just much more fulfilling to try to help people as opposed to taking money away from people when you're on the defense side.
It sounds like the IRS agent that decided to open up his own CPA firm.
Yes. maybe that's...
I've heard they do maybe, that a couple of times.
Maybe
I've heard they do
that's
that.
That's a story you have right there, too.
Maybe just a couple of them. Maybe just a couple of
yes.
them, you know. But George, as you well know, being familiarized now with the podcast, we're always asking our entrepreneurs the 4 questions that we feel people are most interested in. So that first question is, what is the biggest success in your career and what did it teach you?
I think my biggest success in my career was before I was a lawyer, I went out and I paid for my undergraduate and graduate degrees with a paint contracting business, and that allowed me and that taught me about business and how business works, and that allowed me to the resources to go to and pay for my undergraduate school and law school, and it taught me how to run a business. So then when I went and opened up my firm, I already had experience with running a business. I didn't have to work from ground zero.
Yeah.
And I was in my early 20s, and I would tell 50-year-olds what to do. They didn't like that so much.
Sometimes, you know, we're a little young and a little whippersnappers, as they used to call us back in the day. But,
yeah.
You know, sometimes we know what we're doing, even at 25.
That's right. And so, but I liked what the 50-year-olds would say, because they would give me advice. But then at the end of the day, it was what I wanted to have done. And a lot of times they had problems with that. And that you have that with a variety of ages and with when you're running a business. People, they want to try hard and do the best they can do, but sometimes they don't understand what their particular tasks are. And so you have to draw the line and say, no, this is the way we want you to do it.
Yeah, I know. For me, when I was first starting off in business, saying no was hard, because if you said no, it could have meant the difference between making the mortgage payment or not. You know
That's
what
right.
I mean? Nowadays, you know, having been practicing accounting myself since I was licensed in 1999.
Yeah.
So, been at it for a little while myself, and we're blessed to be able to say no
right.
sometimes these days, and that's a great feeling. You
yeah.
know what I mean? But you know, with all those saying yeses back in the day, sometimes there was failures.
Yeah.
Right. So if you could maybe elaborate for some of our listeners, what was your worst failure in business, and what did you learn from it?
Well, it's this one appeal that I had, or this case that I had, that we lost, and I thought that we were supposed to be, that we were right on it. And so we took it up to the appellate court. And I always feel that, and it's right usually 99% or quite a few percentage of the time, is that if you're right on something and the law's on your side, you should be able to win. Maybe that's a naive way of looking at things, but I always believed that. And when we advocated and litigated a case, we would show that we were on the right side. I didn't like a case that we knew that we were, I don't take cases that we think we're going to lose on. I don't feel good about litigating. And this one particular case, it still is in my claw every once in a while, is we had everything on the right side. The law was on the right side. The facts were on the right side. But the appellate court just didn't agree with us on it. And so we lost at the trial court level, took it up on appeal, and we lost on the appellate level as well. And I just, and every time I would replay this in my mind, how could we have done better on this? Because we had the law and facts on our side. What could we have done to present our position more clearly for the courts to understand what we're saying?
Gotcha. Failures are never easy, and I've shared on the podcast before my biggest failure, you know what I mean? But probably some of those failures, you know, have led us to, I look at failures as learning tools.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Fail, succeed. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, fail, succeed. You know, sometimes the failures get less as I get older and more experienced, you know, but I still fail every now and then, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm all right with failing every once in a while, so long as I learn something from it.
Well, that's what we learned too. Benjamin Franklin, when I was a teenager, I used to read a lot of Benjamin Franklin, and that might have been a bizarre thing for a teenager to do.
That's a little geeky.
Yeah.
That's a little geeky, George.
But he was an interesting guy, and he would go through the day and look at what he did well and where he failed. And he would say, okay, doing well is fine, continue that, but let's look at the failures and analyze that. This is before they had radio and TV.
You know what we call that in accounting? We call that a balance sheet.
Well, there we go. That's what he did, and I learned from that. So every time, even when I go and make an argument in court, I replay it in my head. Now, where could I have done better? Even if we win, where could I have done better? And then think, you know, I should have said that. And then over time, over the years, all of that kind of sticks. Because when you're arguing things in court, it just happens really fast, super fast. And you got 2 minutes to get it out. And sometimes you don't get everything, or it doesn't go the way you want it to go. So then after experience, lots of experience, then you learn how to make it so it comes off a lot easier. Doesn't always come out the way you want it to come out, or it's not accepted by the court the way you want it to accept. You want it to be, but by and large, if you know, we have a lot more successes than we do failures. But even when we have, anytime we have a situation like that, I like to look at it, use the Benjamin Franklin way of it, analyzing it. How can we do better?
So. Okay. So would that be your number one business tip for our entrepreneurs listening today, is to, you know, consider the Ben Franklin method, or as I call it, the balance sheet method? Or do you have something else that you would really like to share with our listeners? Like, what is, like, if you had to tell anybody just one thing that you learned in business, what would that really be?
Well, if you're interested in being an entrepreneur, you're going to know who that is. If you're more comfortable getting a salary and that's what you want, that's great too. But you're going to know if you're that type of person that just wants to work within a business and you know, get that great job and just stay there. And there's nothing wrong with that. Stay with this company forever. If it's a great company, then why leave? But if you're that person that wants to run your business and wants to make the decisions and wants to be the one that makes the rules and gives you that freedom to do what you want to do in your business, then I would say my biggest business tip is take that step and do it. And, you know, it's very easy to open up a business. It's more difficult to keep the business running and successful, but you'll learn. Study up on it. Learn. Get a background before you open the business. But go and do it. A lot of people are afraid to do that, to take that step. And just try it and do it.
Gotcha. All right. So, having heard all of this wonderful tidbits, or as I call them, nuggets, right? George, what do you think is the biggest challenge that you're facing today in your business, in your world?
Sure. The law is ever changing, and so just when you think that you've got everything the way you want it, there's a court opinion that changes things, or the Florida legislature changes things. And that's very challenging. We work in my area is a very dynamic area. So you have to be ahead of the game. So we're constantly looking every day. then I think, okay, this case opinion says this one thing. Now, how will that affect my cases? And how will we need to make a change in the way that we do things? And we're constantly moving and changing around. My employees always say, oh my God, you've got another thing that you're changing today. And yes, it is. But and we're constantly, we have to change. If we don't, I feel that we get left behind, no matter what it is.
Change or die. I think I've heard that once or twice before,
right? That's
right,
yes.
All right, George. Well, listen, thank you so much for answering our questions. I definitely learned something today myself.
Well, thank you.
George, if any of our listeners want to reach out to you or contact you, and what would be that information? And also, what would be, like, your ideal client? Like, if somebody heard this podcast and was thinking about, you know, what's the best way that your company can serve them? What would that ideal client look like?
Well, any client that has any type of insurance claim whatsoever, whether it's against your own insurance company or whether it's against someone else's insurance company, it doesn't make any difference. You need to bring an insurance claim. We're here to help you. And we will be here from the very beginning. I would not suggest reaching out on your own to the insurance company and making your claim yourself, because these insurance companies, they're very experienced and they know how to make sure that they reduce your claim as much as possible. You don't want to call me to help sweep up the mess. You want to call me right at the beginning and get in touch with me right at the beginning before you contact your insurance company about making a claim. And if the way to do that is, my office telephone number is 305-569-9980. And we're located at 500 South Dixie Highway, Suite 220. And the name of my firm is George David PA. And my phone number again is 305-569-9980. And my email address is GAD, like George Adam David, E as in Edward, service. Just like the service, service, at gmail.com. So that's GAD eService@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you, George. I appreciate
that.
And for our listeners, just to clarify one thing, like, if anybody is suing their own insurance, that would mean, like, maybe going after their homeowner's insurance or something like that. And if they're suing an insurance company, would that be like, you know, like if they were in a slip and fall, or if they were in a car accident, would that be something like that?
Sure.
To put it in perspective for people.
Yeah, when you sue against your own insurance company, it could be anything. It could be homeowners. If you own a business and you have a claim against your insurance company, a lot of times during the hurricanes, if your business has to shut down, then you have what's called a loss of business during that time that it was shut down, and we can help you with that. So that's against your own insurance company. If your name is on the insurance policy, that will be your own insurance company. Anything to do with that. Even with if you're in a car accident, if you have a rental car, you're required to have comprehensive and collision insurance, and you want to bring the claim against your own insurance company to get the car fixed, because you're paying for it, so you might as well.
Might as well use it.
That's right.
All right.
And then suing someone else or bringing a claim against somebody else would be, let's say that I was in an accident with you, for instance, and then you're injured, and so you want to bring a claim against me, but you do that against my insurance company, and we can help in that area as well. It could be any type of incident whatsoever that involves what they call negligence. If somebody makes a mistake and does something that causes harm to you and causes damage to you, then we can help you.
Wonderful.
So that's what we do.
Wonderful. Thank you, George. I appreciate you explaining that for our listeners.
Well, thank you.
And if you ever have any questions for George, you've got his contact number here. We'll put it in the notes to the podcast. And once again, this podcast was sponsored by Interactive Accountants, where we help minimize your taxes and measure your success. Thanks, everybody. Have a great one.